Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
We go to Las Vegas. Cindy Pearlman, Chicago's very own, writes for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And Cindy, let's start with some news about American Idol. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob. Some breaking news overnight. It's unofficially official, but it looks like Carrie Underwood will be taking the Katy Perry role on Idol next season. So that's a big deal because Carrie is one of the people who won in 2005. It started her career. 9 albums, 8 Grammys later, and she'll be sitting next to Lionel and Luke Combs, or Luke, and that'll be next season on Idol.
And there you have your headline as far as broadcast television. Now let's get to some streaming news, starting with Rob Lowe. What's going on with him?
Rob Lowe tonight returns in his show on Netflix, Unstable, and that's the show where he plays an eccentric tech billionaire who has father-son issues with a boy named Ellis, played by his real-life grown son, John Owen Lowe. And it's funny, Rob and John Owen, they kind of troll each other on Instagram, and Rob said he's kind of shocked, too, that his son is even an actor. He said, "It's a nightmare. I sent this kid to Stanford to study science. I thought he would cure cancer. If he wanted to be an actor, he could have just skipped college and worked for Jamba Juice in between jobs."
Yeah, he's... I was just reading, Rob, he's 60 now, isn't he?
He's impossibly 60. He is ageless, though. It's amazing. And people ask him about it all the time. He calls it good fortune, hard work, resilience, survival, and the fact that his grandfather and dad always looked super young. So mostly he said it's genetics.
And then there's this new Billy Crystal show that you saw it already, didn't you? What's that about?
Billy Crystal's going serious. It's sort of when Billy met sci-fi. He's starring in this movie called Before. It's going to be a character-driven psychological thriller for Apple Plus. And the streamer gave a little preview yesterday, and he stars with Judith Light and Rosie Perez. It's a great cast. Billy plays a child psychiatrist who loses his wife, played by Judith Light, and encounters this troubling young boy who seems to have this weird connection to their past. And they haven't really said what is supernatural about this kid, but it's something. And they have a deep bond, and then that's where it kicks off. This premieres October 25th, runs as a series, actually, through December 20th on Apple Plus.
The trend with all of these streamers, they're really going after a younger audience, aren't they?
Most of them are going after a younger audience, except the boomers are a huge audience, too, now. So they're sort of straddling the line, like what will appeal to the young people, and then completely separate, what's sort of this boomer chic market. And there's one that sounds so good, which is called The Thursday Murder Club for Netflix. Now, this is a boomer show directed by Chris Columbus, who loves Chicago. He filmed the first Harry Potter and Home Alone here. And this one stars Helen Mirren. She plays an ex-spy, Ben Kingsley, who plays an ex-psychiatrist, and Pierce Brosnan as an ex-union activist. They're exes because they're all in a nursing home, and they're bored, and they decide, what should we do? Let's form a detective club. And then on the side, let's solve some real-life murders and mayhem cases. So they have their nursing home detective club. It looks kind of fun. Yeah. It really does.
Something for the boomers, for sure. Sylvester Stallone's got a hit on his hands, doesn't he?
Sylvester Stallone's having a great summer. Tulsa King was on CBS, sort of the same way they had Yellowstone on for a while. Big hit on CBS. He just wrapped season 2 of the drama, where he plays that mafia guy who's laying low, sort of, in Oklahoma. And if you ever want something fun on Instagram, you have to follow him. It's called Official Sly Stallone. He's inspiring. He's funny. He posts these videos. He ends them every time the same way. He says, keep punching. And just a fun sight to follow every day.
Yeah, it seems like he's pretty much the same on camera and off, isn't he?
He's the same. He'll tell you great long stories of how he created Rocky. He was broke. He had to sell his dog. He sat basically in a walk-in closet for a weekend and wrote Rocky. And the other thing for me, once I saw him, I've interviewed him many, many times, and then I saw him later in a crowded elevator at the Four Seasons in Beverly Hills, and he actually shouted across the whole elevator, "Yo, Cindy." And Bob, it's one of the proudest moments of my career to be yo'd by Sylvester Stallone in Beverly Hills.
Yeah, get that on your resume do it again and record it. Let's talk about Maya Rudolph and Saturday Night Live because she's going to be big this season, isn't she?
You know, overnight, breaking, live from New York, it's Maya Rudolph. She was called in exactly to play Kamala Harris again, and she's played it before, but this is going to be a recurring role for SNL's 50th season. Can you believe it? This fall. So she's going to play Harris at least through the 2024 election, maybe longer. And this worked out because her Apple series Loot, coincidentally, was just pushed to January. That shoots in LA, SNL in New York, so she had this gap of time on top of it. So that worked out perfect for Maya.
Yeah, she first played Harris on SNL in December of 2019, and she won the Emmy for guest actress in a comedy series, and she only had a few lines in a presidential debate sketch. Here's a little bit of it for you.
I just want to show you how good you could have had it, America.
You could have had a bad the fun is back, baby. America's fun aunt. Can I win the presidency? Probably not. I don't know. Can I successfully seduce a much younger man? You better fountain believe it.
Mama, I got this.
Joe, let Mama go to work. I think if there's one thing we learned tonight, it's that America needs a WAP. Woman as president. I'm just going to have fun and see if I can get some viral moments. Mama needs a GIF. He gathered himself and said, "Kamala, let's do this." And I said, "It's Kamala." And he said, "I will never, ever get that right." Fun job. Bye.
She returned throughout the 2020 season, and she'll be back again for the premiere of season 5-0. No word on who's going to play Donald Trump yet. Do we know, Cindy?
Well, they had James Austin Johnson, who's one of the regulars, play him last season, and he was good. But I hold out hope. Alex Baldwin, he's settled a lot of personal things in his life with his court case. I would love to see him come back. I don't know if we have a shot. But SNL will definitely return September 28th. No word on the host yet either.
Cindy Perlman in Las Vegas. Thank you, Cindy. Have a good one.
Thanks, Bob.
It's Lollapalooza time, and Eric Rung is in the park with a preview and, more importantly, a warning about street closures in the area.
Oh, there's plenty to talk about when you talk about street closures. You know, usually I leave this to the traffic reporter. So, Vicky, if you want to hop in here at any moment.
Is it a mess?
You know, no, actually, it's moving pretty well right now. Of course, they have OEMC has people out here directing traffic. The crowds aren't that big right now. Of course, when the gates open, that's going to pick up. And then, of course, when Lala lets out, it is a disaster. Let's just be honest. So the streets that you really, the borders of Lollapalooza, it's basically Monroe to Roosevelt on the north and south. And then you have Columbus to DeSaba Lakeshore Drive when we're talking east and west. And all of those roads that are in there in Grant Park and go through Grant Park, those are all closed and will be for not just a weekend, but usually 2 or 3 days after Lollapalooza is done, because I got to clean everything up. You know, so obviously, if you can avoid this area, if you're not coming to Lollapalooza, that is the best bet. The other thing is, you know, if you are coming down here, take the trains, take public transportation to get down here, because, you know, like I said, it does get to be quite a mess later into the day when more and more people are coming.
Are you actually seeing some of the kids already down there, Eric?
You know, I would call them kids too, but they're definitely in their 20s. But yeah, there are plenty. There's probably 2 or 3 dozen that are down here already. They were actually down here right before my 6:30 live shot. They started lining up. Gates,
wow,
mind you, don't open until 11. But of course, they all want that coveted spot on the rail so they can see their favorite artists up close and personal.
Mm-hmm. And are you thinking about selling raincoats and umbrellas, making some money while you're on assignment there?
I you know, that's not a bad idea because it's starting to get a little dark and cloudy over at Grant Park as we speak. And, of course, they do have those, you know, possible thunderstorms in the forecast for later this afternoon. I can't remember. It was probably maybe 10 years ago when they had that real severe weather that rolled through during Lollapalooza, and it was just kind of a madhouse because people didn't know where to go. They didn't know what to do, and they were trying to get everybody out of the park. OEMC, you know, they're reminding people that they really need to be aware of the weather. And if the severe weather does come through, there are designated shelters within the park that people can get to.
It's Eric Rung with the Lollapalooza preview for people who want to avoid Lollapalooza. We appreciate that, Eric. Have fun.
You got it, my friend. Oh, always, always.
Thank you. Talk to you again soon.
Okay.
It's 8:26, and let's see, a couple of other entertainment notes here. A probate judge in Las Vegas has approved a plan to auction off pieces of O.J. Simpson's personal property. Items potentially to be auctioned include a Heisman Trophy, golf clubs, Simpson's car, and driver's license. And remember Squid Game? You kind of associate that with the beginning of the pandemic, right? When you watched whatever was on and Squid Game was on. Well, the release date for the highly anticipated second season of the Netflix Squid Game has been announced. Season 2 will arrive just after Christmas this year, a third and final season sometime in 2025.